Alright, Daf Chav Tes. Thursday's Daf. We're holding on Chav Ches Amud Beis at the bottom Mishnah. Today we're going to learn all about the responsibilities of the Shomer Aveda that he can't just put in his house, but he has to actually care for this item. Zokdam Mishnah. Kol Dover Sha'isav Eichel. Anything that works and is Eichel and it eats like an animal. Think Shar and Chamor. Ya'asev Yeichel. So you got to put it to work and you feed it from that which it makes. In other words, you're not responsible to pay for its upkeep. It can produce the money to pay for its own upkeep. But the Dover She'ein Eisav Eichel, it's something that doesn't work, but still eats. Like the Gemara is going to give examples of a rooster or a calf, which can't earn any money. So then you mocher, sell off those things and just hold on to the money for the Bailam. Shenamar, vashivaisalai, you return it to him. Re'ei, ha'ech tishivinalai. You have to look into how is the best way to return this aveda to the owner. And it could be the best way is to actually sell it off and hold on to the money. So ma yehe bedamim, that money that you got for selling it, what's the matzav of that money? Rabbi Tarfon, amar yishtamish bahen. Tarfon says you can use that money. Lefikachim avdu, chai bachriyusa, and therefore you're achorei for it. Rabbi Akiva amar lo yishtamish bahen, and therefore lefikachim avdu, ein chai bachriyusa. The pashtus of their machlokes is if I can use it, I blab a shomer sachar. If I can't use it, then I'm basically a shomer chinam, in which case you should be putter for the achrayas. But we'll see more about that in the Gemara. There's a technical question that I think is important to ask, is how in the world do you ever sell an aveda? It's not mine to sell. Shmuel Rozovsky is busy with this, and he actually brings a svar from Reb Shimon Shkup that you have to understand the ikar of every kinyan is really not the guy who's selling it. It's really the guy who's buying it. And the guy who's selling it has to just create a hisratsus, a willingness to allow the kinyan to take place. But the actual activity of the kinyan takes place on the side of the kaina. Umemela, Zokt Reb Shimon Shkup, that as long as there's a hisratsus from the balaveda, meaning the guy who actually lost it, because he wants this to be cared for in the best eifen, so the maitzi has the ability to actually sell it. You have the hisratsus of the one who lost it, but the mice is really being done all day the kaina. That's point number one. The other point to make over here is, why are we so concerned with the guy who found it that he can sell it off and hold on to the money? Where is this concern coming from for the guy who found the aveda? And the Shita brings that this is one of the examples of Duracheha Darche Nayam, that the Torah wants to do things in a pleasant way. So if it's going to be an exceeding amount of tircha or cost, we're not going to be machayev, the Shomer Aveda, to expend that kind of cost in tircha. Whenever Duracheha Darche Nayam comes up, Reb Shalom Rasner gets all excited because he loves counting all the different places in Shas, which aren't that many in the Gemaras, mostly it's in the Rishonim, of different applications of when the Torah says Duracheha Darche Nayam. So this is a new one for that list. So the Gemara Uli Eilam, how long do you got to keep this thing for? You got to keep it forever? Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Ad Yud Beis Chedesh. 12 months. So after 12 months, you don't have to hold on to this thing anymore. You can sell it and just hold on to the cash until the Balaveda will actually come and claim it. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned this also in a brisa called Dover Sha'isa Va'eichel, Kegain Parah V'Chamar. Those things work and they can make money. So the Metapel Behen Ad Yud Beis Chedesh, you care for it for 12 months. Mikan Ve'elich, Shom Demeinu Meinichan, you can assess their value, sell them, and put the money in your drawer until the guy shows up to claim it. Agolim Siachim, so the Metapel Behen Shleisha Chadashim, you have to care for them for 3 months. These kind of animals don't really make any real money, so you sell them after 3 months to preserve their value. And Mikan Ve'elich, Shom Demeinu Meinichan, Avozim V'Tar Negeilim, Metapel Behen Shleisha Yoyim, you have to care for them for 30 days. Mikan Ve'elich, Shom Demeinu Meinichan. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Tarnegailis Kibahe Magasa. Since it can yield eggs, it can actually make money and pay for its own cost, and therefore it blabs like a Behe Magasa that you got to keep it up to 12 months. Tanya Nami Hachi, a Bryce that seems to say like Rav Nachman, Tarnegailis Ubehe Magasa, Metapel Behen Shne Meser Chaydish, Mikan Ve'elich Shom Demein Umeinichen. Agolin Siachim, Metapel Behen Lamed Yoim, Mikan Ve'elich Shom Demein Umeinichen. Avozma Tarnegailin, Vaholdover Shtipul Maruba Mischare, Metapel Behen Shleisha Yamim. You only care for them for 3 days, Mikan Ve'elich Shom Demein. So even though this brisa in some ways supports Rav Nachman, but there's also some steeris because kasha agolim siachim agolim siachim. Is it 3 months or is it 30 days? And avozim v'tarnagel and avozim v'tarnagel is also steira. Is it 30 days or is it 3 days? So the Gemara is mechalik between the two brises. Agolim siachim agolim siachim like kasha. Why? Because haderaya hadapetuma. Are we talking about where there's an area to graze or not? If it's not a big deal to graze, then you could obviously hold onto it for longer. Go feed yourself, animal. You know, you put it out to pasture. But if I'm watching this animal in the middle of Midtown Manhattan and I have no place to graze it, the Torah requires less time that I have to do that until I can sell it off. Because depends if they eat a lot or not, if they're small ones or they're big ones. Then the mission said, something that doesn't work but still eats, just consumes money. It's just a black hole for money. So as we mentioned earlier. We darshan from here that you can't take one of these cows that you have, Lamashal, sell it off and feed the other cows based on the value of that one cow that you sold. Or you can't take a siach, a young donkey, for the other young donkeys. And similarly also, you can't sell off some of the animals to pay for the other value of the other animals. Then the mission said, etc., whether or not you can use this money. So ad kan le pligir of tarfen Rabbi Kiva, don't have machlekes, moving over Tamid Aleph, elikishinish mishtamish bohen legabi using that money, which Rashi learns the right to use that money, the ability to use that money. Avalay nishtamish bohen, but if they don't have the right to use that money, then both Rav Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva are maskim that im avdu potter. You'd be potter because then you're definitely a shomer chinuch. Lema to have a tiyufta derv Yosef. This should lechera not be like the famous sheet of Rav Yosef that we of course remember from Bava Kama. De'itmar shomer aveda, Rabba amar kishomer chinuch, Rav Yosef amar kishomer socher. When you are watching somebody else's aveda, what kind of a shomer are you? Are you a shomer chinuch because nobody asked you to do this, or are you a shomer socher, as the Gemara over there explains? Because if an ani would show up, you're potter from giving that tzedakah because of Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a-mitzvah, and therefore you blib like a shomer aveda since you're getting quote unquote paid in the sense that you don't have to give that tzedakah to the ani. That's the famous shita of Rav Yosef. L'chera, our mishnah of this machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon is keneged shitas Rabbi Yosef. Now, just to quickly review, what was the three different mahalchim in the Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a-mitzvah sugya of pruta de Rav Yosef? Most of the rishonim, specifically Tosfos here and in Bava Kama, say that the only time you'll apply Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a-mitzvah is if it's e'ef shalakayim shneim, because as Tosfos points out, if I'm wearing my tzitzis and tefillin, there's no way that I'm going to be putter in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But if it's e'ef shalakayim shneim, then we'll apply the Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a-mitzvah. So Rabbi Yosef was talking about where it's e'ef shalakayim to both give the tzedakah and be metapel with the aveda. The Ran and Sukkah seems to say even if it's e'ef shalakayim shneim. So what's the chilek? What's how does he answer the question of wearing the tefillin and the tzitzis? How come you're not, or a mezuzah in your house, you're not putter from everything? He says because you're not being Isaac in it. Only the only time there's a patur of Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a-mitzvah, is if you're actually being Isaac in the mitzvah, not if you're just being mekayim the mitzvah. The third and most challenging sheet to understand is the Raivah that's brought in Sukkah by the Rajba that seems to say that a person is able to apply the klal of Isaac b'mitzvah, potter min a-mitzvah, even with the mezuzah b'seich beisai, and somehow there is a patur for mitzvahs. It needs to be understood what that Raivah is actually saying. I'll call panim. Our Mishnah seems to not go like Rav Yosef, to which the Gemara says, Amar lech Rav Yosef, you know what Rav Yosef would say? B'gneva v'yaveda d'kuli amalei pligi d'chayv. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rav Tarfon would say that you're chayv for geneva like a shomer socher. Ki pligi ba'einzin d'shoel. The only machlokes is, what happens to an einus? Do you blab like a shoel? Rabbi Tarfon sover, sharu le rabbanan l'shtamushi begavayo. Since the rabbanan allowed the mitzi to use the money from the sale of this aveda, v'hava le shoel alayo. So he blibes like a shoel, and therefore he's machlokes for einzim. But Rabbi Akiva sover, le sharu le rabbanan l'shtamushi begavayo. We didn't allow you to use the money, not like a shoel. So hilkach lo have a shoel alayu. You don't blibe a shoel, and therefore you're potter from einzim. So yehachi, if that's the machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, so then lefikach to omer Rabbi Akiva lomali. Why did Rabbi Akiva say this expression of lefikach? Therefore, if the money is stolen or if it's lost, you're not going to be achray. Because he amr pishlem b'gneva v'aveda hu d'pligi. If you're telling me that the machlokes is by gneva v'aveda, haynu diktani Rabbi Akiva omer lo yishtamish bohen lefikach im avdu ein chay b'achrayus. And I understand the way Rabbi Akiva says that you can't use the money, and therefore you're not achray for it. Because al kadai techamina, I might have thought shomer socher have kid Rabbi Yosef. He's gufa coming lafukir Rabbi Yosef. Therefore, hashta to amr lo yishtamish pen shomer socher v'leiv mechayev begneva v'aveda. Elei amr begneva v'aveda dekuliyam alei pligi dechayev. If everybody's maskim, all the tanaim hold that you are chayev because of Rav Yosef svar pruta de Rav Yosef. So ki pligi ba'einzim deshel, and they're only arguing about whether or not you're chayev like a shel for einzim. So my lafikach to Rabbi Akiva. What is this lafikach? Hachini boylei lemisna. This is what the Mishnah should have said. Rabbi Akiva amr lo yishtamish pen. V'yana yadana dekiva lo yishtamish pen. Since you're not allowed to use it, lav shel have ve'ena chayev bachrus and lafikach to Rabbi Akiva. So again, we're repeating the same expression. What do I need the lefikach of Rabbi Akiva if the whole issue is whether you blab a shoyl? To which the Gemara answers, Mishum lefikach to Rabbi Tarfon. You're right. There isn't really any lefikach of Rabbi Akiva. It's more like a parallel to what Rav Tarfon's saying. Ulefikach to Rabbi Tarfon lomali. What's the pshat in the lefikach of Rav Tarfon? Hachi ka'amar kiva and asher le rabbanan lishtamushi begavayo. Since Chazal allowed this mitzi aveda to use the money that he has from the sale, keman demishtamish begavayo dami. It's as if he already used it v'chayv b'achriyusin, even though he hasn't used it, and even though frankly he may not want to use it. He's just trying to be a good Jew over here, and he has the money in a drawer. But since the Torah is matter his use, he blibes like a shoyl, and therefore he's chayv in yachrayus. That's their machlokes. Frek the Gemara on this answer. V'ho avdu katani. The Mishnah says if it was lost. So how can Rabbi Yosef understand that their machlokes is talking about a shoyl being chayv for an einus? Turning over to Amud Beis, kid de Rabba. You know what we're talking about? Like Rabba said to Amar Rabba, nignivu balista mezuyim. That's considered a geneva, but it's an einus dik a geneva because the guy showed up with a sawed-off shotgun. You have no choice but to give it to him. Or avdu, the loss isn't because you were pesha in some way. It's shetavas finas b'yam. It's complete einus, and therefore it'll all be totally whether or not you have a din shoyl. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel halacha karebi tarfin that the mitzi of who sells off the Aveda is allowed to use the money. Biad Rechava, in the hand of this person named Rechava, Havale Hanu Zuzi Diasmi, he had gelt that belonged to Yisayimim. Asa Lekamedur of Yosef, Amr Le, he said to him, Ma'u Lishtamushi Begavayu, am I allowed to use this money? Amr Le, Rav Yosef said to this Rechava, Hachi Amr Vihuda Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kerbitarfin, which allows you to use the money. Omer le Abaya, Abaya said to Rav Yosef, V'lav itmar ola, ay, Omer Rav Chalboy, Omer Rav Huna, lo yishono ela b'dmei aveda, hayo v'tarach, since you had to be tireach with this thing prior to selling it off. Aval mayis aveda, but if you just find a bag of cash, delay tarach buhu, which is the case over here, v'hani ke mayis aveda, then lo, you're not allowed to use the money, v'hani ke mayis aveda, and this money belonging to the assignment has a halachic status of like ma'us aveda, so you have no heter to use it. Omer le Rav Yosef says back to Rav Chava, zil, you better go, lo yishov kuli to ishroilach, because they're not allowing me to be matter this to you to go spend. So you better get out of here. And the way the Shita explains this Gemara, it's not the pshat that Rav Yosef was saying to Rechava that I have somehow charata about the psak, but what can I do because the other rabbanon aren't letting me say this. That's exactly what the Isser of Leisachel Rochel Bamecha is. You're not, a dayan can't go and say, oh, I wish I could have paskined like you, but I can't. You're not allowed to do that. But what's happening over here, Zok the Shita, is Rav Yosef is telling Rechava that I made a tais in the halacha. And that, of course, he could do. Zok the Mishnah, matzah svarim. If you find svarim, kairei bohen echad l'shleishamim. You got to read them once every 30 days so they can air out and they won't rot and disintegrate. Back in the good old days, apparently that had to happen with these kinds of svarim, which really means scrolls in this case. V'emenia de licorice, but if you don't know how to read, at least goyle and you roll them from beginning to end so they can air out. Avolo yilmoy ben metchila, but you shouldn't learn from these things from the first time because then you're going to keep it open too long and that's going to be a different kind of damage. Volo yikra achar imay, you can't have somebody else read it with a chavrusa because they shouldn't pull it in different directions, which could end up hurting the klaf. When I was a bachar in yeshiva on the Simchas Torah, they were rolling the Sefer Torah as they need to do on Simchas Torah very quickly, and the two bachram that were rolling it very fast pulled the Sefer Torah at the same time each direction, and the thread between the different pieces of cloth snapped, and the two sides of the Sefer Torah like just bounced back to the two guys rolling the Sefer Torah. It was a shocking sight. It was like the Sefer Torah ripped in half. It didn't really rip because it just got split along the seam, but there was an instant quiet amongst the whole crowd. And after a brief pause, Reb Shragi Neuberger broke the silence by saying, "Now that's what I call a Kriya Satira." Okay, continues the Mishnah. Matzah ksus, if you find a garment, minara echad l'shleishim yom, shake it out once every 30 days, v'sheich to litzarcha, and spread it out as it's necessary to do so, so it shouldn't rot. Avoloi l'chvaydei, but don't do it for your own cover, just because I have guests coming the Shabbos, I can't put it out to decorate your own house. Kli kesef echli nechayshis, mishtamish pen litzarcha, and you can use them for their needs, not your needs. Avoloi l'shachkan, but don't do it to the extent that it would wear it out. Kli zahav echli zchuchis, lo yigabohen, don't even touch them at Yavai Eliyahu, and can determine who really owns it. Matzah sak oy kupa, v'chol dover she'ein darko elitel, anything that's not the nahug to pick it up, if it was your own, then harizel elitel, then leave it alone. Omar Shmuel, ha'maitzi tefillin b'shuk, let's say you find a pair of tefillin, shom demein u'menichin l'alto, right away, sell it off, and just hold on to the cash. Mosiv Ravina, aye, what do you do with our Mishnah? Matzah svarim kai rebehen, echad l'shleishim yayim, v'menil yodea likrais, what do you do? Goylin in, but it sounds like Shom Demein V'nichon Lai. So why is Shmuel saying, I tefillin, you sell it right away, whereas Sfarim, you hold on to them and you kind of care for them? Omer Abaye, tefillin, Bei Bar Chavu, Mishka Shchichi. You can always get tefillin at the Bei Bar Chavu, the famous tefillin guy, Bei Bar Chavu, who used to sell tefillin. In other words, you can always buy tefillin. Just go to the Sfarim store and buy yourself a pair of tefillin. But Sfarim Le Shchichi, the Sfarim are somehow more uncommon, and therefore you have to actually care for them and don't just sell them off. Tanur Rabbanan, Hashoyel Sefer Torah Mechaver, if you borrow a Sefer Torah, Harezel Yishalim La'acher, do not lend it to somebody else. Poischev Karele, you're allowed to open and read from it in order to protect it. Ubovachle Yilmud Bei Betchila, unless you're looking at it for the first time, in which case you're going to herva on it too long and it's not good for the Sefer. Volo Yikre Acher Imayan, don't have another person read with you. Vechein Hamafkid Sefer Torah Etzel Chaverai, if someone gives a Sefer Torah to somebody else to hold on to. Goyle Kol Shneimasar Chaydish, once every 12 months, you got to roll it end to end. Poischev Kareba, you can open and read, but Imbishvile Pesachai, but if you're doing it for your own needs because you got to be Marbet Sedra, also it's going to be not allowed. Sumchas Omer Bechodesh, with a new Sefer Torah Shleishim, you should roll it every 30 days. Biyoshin, if it's an old Sefer Torah, Shneim Eser Chaydish, you do it once every 12 months, or Belozmer Yaakov Eimer, Echadze Vechadze, Shneim Eser Chaydish. Omer Mar, Hashel Sefer Torah Mechavero, Harezel Yishalena Lacher, you can't lend it to somebody else. So for thinking about my area Sefer Torah, why are we talking about Sefer Torah? I feel a Kol Milinami. If you borrow an object from somebody, of course you can't just give it to somebody else. You don't have permission for that, so why are we specifically talking about a Sefer Torah that you can't do that? And I'll show you that that's true because the Omer Rebbe Shimon ben Lakish, Kan Shana Rebbe, Ein Hashel Rishayla Hashel, Vein Asaycha Rishayla Haskir, which the Gemara answers, Sefer Torah, it's Drichle. There's a special Chiddush by the Sefer Torah. Somebody wants a mitzvah to be done with their possessions, and therefore I would want my Sefer Torah. Kamash Mon, therefore we're saying, no, the guy doesn't want you to do it. So if the Ritzvah wants to know what's Takap Shat in the Gemara, Lamaisa, we do say, the Ritzvah says there's a Pasha Dechilik by Sefer Torah, there's a Chashash Kilkel. I'm nervous about it, and therefore I'm not masking, even though typically I don't mind. And I wouldn't mind, Zok the Ritzvah, if somebody uses my towels and tefillin. That's what he writes. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chaf Hey actually brings it that you're allowed to use somebody else's towels without permission. The Mishnah Berurah expands that also to tefillin. As long as you fold it up and put it away the same way you found it, and as long as you don't take it to another shul, like the Mishnah Berurah, you can use somebody else's talis and tefillin without permission. Because of this, Nichalele Inish, Lemevid Mitzvah B'Mayne. That Tzitz Eliezer has an interesting tshuva in Chelik Yud Beis Siman Zayin about the the shul in Shaarei Tzedek Hospital, where there's always people going in and out, and people want to use the talus and tefillin. He says, over there you can use the talus, but don't use the tefillin, because even though diseases are not transmitted through the straps of somebody's tefillin, but the nature of people in a hospital is to be more nervous because they're always like thinking about their germs and diseases, and therefore you shouldn't use somebody else's tefillin without permission. Interesting tshuva. Okay, getting back to the braisa, paiskei v'kayre bai. So pshit, that's pushit. Obviously, that's why I borrowed it. Of course, velo l'may shaylu minei. Why did I borrow it if I didn't intend to actually read from the sefer? And for the gemara, sefer tzrichale ubavat shlo yilmed le bitchil. You can't learn from it for the first time because of the excessive amount of time he'll spend with it. That's the chiddush. V'chein amavkin sefer tera etzel chaveru galulei kol shnei meser chaydish paiskei v'kayre bai. So someone gives a sefer tera to his buddy, should roll it from end to end once every 12 months. He could also open and read from it. So maya v'nitig abei. What does he have with the sefer tera? Why is he allowed to even read it at all? V'su im bishvilei paiskei aser. If this guy is doing it for his own selfish purposes, it's going to be aser. But ho amr, we just said paiskei v'kayre, but you can read from it. So hold on, this is what we're talking about. Im kishu gailoi, if while he's rolling it, he can open and read it, mutter, while he's reading it. But if he's opening it for his own reasons, and not for the sake of the sefer, usher, it will be usher to do so. Simchas amr, bachadosh shleishim yayim, with a new sefer Torah, you should roll it end to end every 30 days. Yashin shnei meser chedish, with an old sefer Torah once every 12 months. Blazer min Yaakov aimer, echad zeh vechad zeh, shnei meser chedish. Frak the gemara, blazer min Yaakov, hainu tenakama. What's the difference? What's he adding? Ela ema, what the braisa means to say is, blazer min Yaakov aimer, echad zeh vechad zeh, shleishim yayim, you do it once every 30 days. So our Mishnah, which said you got to roll the sefer every 30 days without saying a chilah between new and old ones, is going to go like Shitas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. One more shtikla, avol lo yilmud by betchili, you can't learn for the first. V'lo yikra achar iman, you can't have a chavrusa also reading with you. Vira minhu, chayr the brayse says not like that. Lo yikra parsha v'yishne, don't learn from it and don't chazer while you're being shomer the saveda. V'lo yikra by parsha v'yitargem, and don't read from it and be mitargem and translated. V'lo yiftach by yisem gimel daf, and don't open more than three columns at a time. V'lo yikra by shleisha b'nei adam karach echad, but hoshnayim it's mashma kair, and it sounds like two people can read at the same time, even though we said not that way. If it's two different shtiklach, then two people can read at the same time because they can open it wide enough without pulling on it, and there won't be any damage to the Sefer Torah. And we will stop here at the two dots and pick it up in Mirtzah Hashem tomorrow.